Salmoners came after reading online of the many animals culling and deaths, unexplained deaths everywhere. And I noticed that there were kind of tanks of those events everywhere in the world. And what struck me was that practically nobody is paying much attention into it, as if it was something queer, yes, unexpected, okay, but not really meaningful to spend any research time on it or time to discover whether there was a link or connecting the dots between these deaths. And another thing that was quite interesting was that these sudden deaths of thousands of animals were not indiscriminate, affecting all species in a given location, but they're very, very limited in terms of either just one species of bird or a race of fish. So it sounded really peculiar to me, and I fantasize whether this was a sort of testing some kind of genetic ability of selecting a specific kind of being on Earth and being able to get rid of them with surgical precisions. And so the idea came out in terms of what if this was a kind of a series of tests done by something or someone that was just trying to see whether they were going to be able to select a specific kind of species on Earth and getting rid of them in a very quick and expedited manner. So this is more or less was the first trigger of it. And then I combined this idea that probably a possible this sentient being that we're getting ready to set up an apocalyptic on scenario on the planet. My Goodreads page, I also put a quiz of all the events that I selected as the most significant in the prologue of the novels. And those are quite astonishing. It was weird that nobody was really paying attention, but giving the information that, I don't know, 20 tons of one single species of fish flushed ashore in a remote region of the world. Why just those species and not others? If it was something natural like pollutions or, I don't know, sudden rise in temperature, it shouldn't affect just one single species of at the time. It should be a general culling of all animals in that location. And instead, not. All of those examples are very, very strange. And it was weird that nobody is paying much attention to it. So this created somehow the premises of the inset for the Daimonus novel at the beginning. In a sense, the message is, it is true that we are treating badly the planet, the ecosystem. We are very much focused on ourselves, on our issues, more on economic and material things. We are not really paying attention to a sort of synergy of our race, the human race, with the rest of the world and the rest of the human beings, being plants, being animals. We are not trying our best into integrating in a way that is sustainable for the planet. So if people want to have, let's say, a more down-to-the-earth message on from these novels, is that if there was indeed someone out there that was to judge our experience in this planet, we would probably be judged not worth to keep living on it, because we are kind of destroying the ecosystem in due time. And so probably the message is that we should look at ourselves, the real reasons we are in this planet, what is really meaningful, what is the meaning of life, and being a little bit less materialistic. I also had the impressions that we already live in an apocalyptic scenario from the point of view of spirituality, from the point of view of empathy with others. We have too much focus on the material and greedy needs of our modern life. Things should change, and change can only happen from the grassroots, from each of us little by little.